Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. On July 2, 1954, the citizens of Rhinelander were able to enjoy what was billed as the last word in theater engineering. On that night in 1954, the Roman Drive-In Theater in Rhinelander opened its gates to the public. With larger-than-average window speakers, a projection room featuring water-cooled Sentry projection heads, and high-fidelity Ashcraft lamps, and a 40-by-74-foot screen capable of showing the new widescreen VistaVision films, Rhinelander could boast of having one of the finest drive-in movie facilities in the state. Oh yes, the snack bar was state-of-the-art too, with the latest and most modern in dispensing equipment and restrooms conveniently located inside the concession building. People loved the idea of a drive-in movie theater, and plans were to show a double feature every night of the week. Movie patrons said they liked the convenience of being able to see a movie without having to get dressed up. They enjoyed being able to take small children along without having to pay for a babysitter. And on top of that, many took note of the privilege of being able to smoke while watching the movie. What were the films shown on opening night? An overflow crowd came for the grand opening. Those who came too late to get an entry ticket parked alongside either side of the road, hoping to see, if not actually hear, the films. The movies on opening night were Rodeo, a 1952 film starring Jay Nye and John Archer, and the second billing was Flight to Mars, a 1951 film starring Marguerite Chapman and Cameron Mitchell. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.
Gary Entz is a historian who lives in Rhinelander. He has a passion for all things in the past. WXPR's A Northwoods Moment in History is funded in part by a grant from the Wisconsin Humanities Council, with funds from the National Endowment for the Humanities and the State of Wisconsin.